When Captain John Smith first explored the Patapsco River in 1608, it was ringed by natural wetlands that provided habitat to native wildlife and filtered the water. It may be hard to imagine, but before Baltimore became a thriving seaport, the Inner Harbor was likely a vibrant wetland, its surface adorned with green vegetation. Since 2010, the National Aquarium has been working closely with the Waterfront Partnership of Baltimore to bring a measure of this abundance back to the harbor through the installation of floating wetlands. Joining me today to tell us more about the project is Adam Lindquist, manager of the Waterfront Partnership's Healthy Harbor Initiative. Welcome, Adam.
Oh, thank you, John.
What's the goal behind installing these recreated habitats?
Well, John, because the Inner Harbor has no natural shorelines and it's actually a maintained shipping channel, there aren't many opportunities for wetlands to naturally grow. As a way to remediate that and to bring back some small portion of the habitat that existed here centuries ago, we've created these floating islands.
How would you describe these installations?
Sure. Each floating island is about 4 by 8 feet. We have about 56 of them, or about 2,000 square feet of floating islands.
Wow. Tell me more about what they consist of.
So it's kind of like making a sandwich. We start by putting plastic bottles that we've pulled out of the Inner Harbor in the middle of the floating wetlands. And then we sandwich them between this kind of plant-growing media. It's kind of like a Brillo pad. And all of that is sandwiched between a wooden cedar frame. And then the islands are planted with native wetland plants.
What are some of the plant species?
Sure. We plant salt meadow hay, marsh hibiscus, and smooth cordgrass.
And what do you hope these floating wetlands will ultimately accomplish?
Well, you know, it's important to note that there's no number of floating wetlands that are alone going to be able to clean up Baltimore Harbor. But our goal is a swimmable and fishable harbor by the year 2020. And these floating wetlands are a way of getting towards that goal, albeit a small way. Because as the wetland plants grow, they actually filter nutrient pollution out of the harbor. We have a lot of stormwater runoff here in Baltimore City that carries nutrients into the harbor. A lot of people think of nutrients as a good thing, but in the harbor we have too much of a good thing, which results in algae blooms, which ultimately cause fish kills in the Inner Harbor. Mm-hmm. We've said that much like you think of dead zones out in the larger Chesapeake Bay, here in the Inner Harbor we have mini dead zones. And what the wetland plants do is they filter nutrients out of the water.
I understand they also have myriad benefits for the local wildlife. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's amazing. When you recreate some of this habitat, even in a small way like we do with the floating wetlands, you see wildlife comes flocking back to it. And the easiest way to see that is you can look at the birds that are on the floating wetlands. We've seen blue herons, night heron. We certainly have a lot of ducks out there. But just beneath the surface, you get all sorts of fish who like to take shelter in the roots of the plants. And we've actually seen a river otter out there feeding on the mussels that are growing on the undersides of the wetlands.
Wow. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Adam.
Thank you for having me.
To watch a video of the installation of these floating wetlands and to learn more about the animals that inhabit them, visit aqua.org/ablueview. This is John Racanelli of the National Aquarium for WYPR, your NPR news station.